亚伯拉罕献以撒是圣经里面非常重要的一个篇章。
Abraham sacrificed his own son Isaac is a very important chapter in Bible.
那我们为什么题目定为敬拜呢？
Why we talk about worship today?
我们看22章的第五节。
Let's read Genesis chapter 5, 22 chapter 22 verses 5.
亚伯拉罕说："我与童子往那里去拜一拜。"
He said to the servant, "Stay here with the donkey, and I'm the boy going over there. We will worship, and then we'll come back to you."
这里的"拜一拜"一般是翻译成"敬拜"。
In this time, we say worship actually is going for an offering.
也就是说，在亚伯拉罕看来，他把自己献以撒这样一个经历，看成是对神的敬拜。
In essence, this offering Isaac is an act of worship.
那我们一般说的敬拜，可能是像今天这样在教堂里敬拜。
Normally, we talk about worship as the form is just like what we have today. Come together, worship Lord together.
但是圣经里面的敬拜有更广泛的含义。
But the essence of worship in the Bible has a multiple meaning.
所以说我们要按圣经的上下文来理解敬拜的含义。
So we need to understand the true meaning of worship from the context in the Bible.
我们生活中也有这样类似的经历，要用上下文或者当时的背景来理解我们所说的话。
In the same way, we also need to understand a lot of aspects in our life in the content of our life.
我有一次去中国店，有一个人就问牛津在哪里。
I went to China. Some people asked me where Oxford is.
我就说牛津在欧洲。
I said Oxford is in Europe.
前几天我们牧师说的一位弟兄说，这位弟兄来教会最久。
I was talking to a pastor. Someone said coming to the church for a long time.
我就以为是他喝醉酒了。
And that was another way that he was drunk. Actually, that the word they used was kind of like a same pronunciation as Chinese.
所以说我们在读圣经的时候要注意圣经当时的上下文和当时的历史背景。
So to understand Bible correctly, you really need to read it through understand context in the Bible.
所以说我们看创世纪第22章，它第一段是讲敬拜的基础，第一节到第二节。
Then we started to study Genesis 22. We know we understand from 1 to 2, it talk about the foundations of worship.
第三节到第14节讲的是敬拜的核心。
Verses 3 to 14 talk about the center core of the worship.
最后的5节讲的是敬拜的结果。
And the last 5 verses talking about the result of the worship.
我们先看22章的第一节。
Let's open our Bible to look at the first verse.
这第一句话就是这些事以后，神要试验亚伯拉罕。
It says, sometime later, God tested Abraham.
那这些事包括很多的事情。
When you say sometime later, it talks about it has a lot of meaning into it.
因为亚伯拉罕献以撒，这是发生在亚伯拉罕的晚年。
The time that Abraham offered Isaac is when Abraham is very old.
那这些事，我想首先包括神的创造，也就是人的出生。
So when they talk about sometime later, actually things a lot of things happen, like include the creation of the world and the creation of the mankind.
亚伯拉罕像我们在座的每一个人一样，都是按照神的形象所创造的。
Abraham, just like every one of us, we all form in the image of God.
神的形象在我们的身上，让我们不仅仅有道德的追求。
Now the image of God, not only that we have a pursuing of character of a human being.
而且我们可以与神沟通。
We can also have fellowship and communication with our Lord.
这是我们和其他动物的本质的区别。
This is the big difference between us and animals.
所以诗篇里面这样称赞神的创造。
So in Psalm, it praised the Lord for His creations.
我把这个诗篇读一遍，然后翻译再读英文。我的肺腑是你所造的，我在母腹中你已复辟我。我要称谢你，因我受造，奇妙可畏。你的作为奇妙，这是我心深知道的。我在暗中受造，在地的深处被联络。那时我的形体并不向你隐藏，我未成形的体质，你的眼早已看见了。你所定的日子，我尚未度一日，你都写在你的册上了。
In Psalm 139, verses 13 through 14, for you created my inmost being, you knit me together in my mother's womb. I praise you because I'm fearfully and wonderfully made. Your works are wonderful. I know you full well. My frame was not hidden from you when I was made in secret place, when I was woven together in the depths of the earth. Your eyes saw my unformed body. All the days ordained for me were written in your book before one of them came to be.
这里我们就想到人的价值。
Over here, we will thinking about considering the value of a human being.
人最大的价值，最重要的价值，是我们按照神的形象创造的。
The value that the utmost value of human being is we all form in the image of God.
我们不能用其他的观点来决定我们的价值。
We cannot use other type of interpretation to determine the value of a human being.
我以前，我相信大家都看过一个童话，安徒生童话，有个丑小鸭的故事。
You all talk about stories on this ugly duckling when you are being brought up.
这个问题我想了好多年，就是为什么一只鸭子它变成了一只天鹅？
How can a ugly duckling become a beautiful swan eventually?
我后来终于明白了。
And after all, after meditating on this issue for many years, finally I understand.
因为它本来就是一只天鹅。
Because essentially, it is a swan by itself when it was born.
它是一个天鹅蛋，不小心怎么滚到鸭蛋里面去了？
It was a swan by itself, but it was mixed up with the other kind.
然后孵出来的天鹅，用鸭子的标准，怎么看就是一个很丑的鸭子。
And through amongst all the ducks and look at swan, it of course is ugly because it's not one of the ducks.
直到有一天，他发现自己是一个天鹅。
One day, he finally discovered he's one of the swan.
我不能用鸭子的标准来衡量我的丑美。
I cannot use the standard of a duckling to evaluate myself as being a swan.
同样，这个世界也给我们很多的标准，让我们看待我们自己的价值。
A lot of time we know that we use a secular standard to judge our existence.
我相信每个人都有很多这样的挣扎。
You know, we all have a lot of struggle in our life to value our own existence as well.
我们喜欢，我们习惯于我们做什么来衡量我们的价值。
We are habitual to using a secular standard to determine the value of our own self.
我们要做伟大的事情。
We want to do something which is great.
我们要做重要的事情。
We want to do something that is very, very important.
我们要做成功的事情。
We want to do something that people think is successful.
除了做什么之外，我们还用我们能够有什么来衡量我们的价值。
Not only we want to achieve something, we also want to own something that is important.
我们在追求知识，追求财富。
We want to secure knowledge. We want to secure prosperity.
我们追求地位、职位和学位。
We want to have a status in society. We want to get a degree.
我们追求美好的家庭。
We want to have a family.
我老家是中国山东的，我们那个地方非常注重要有个儿子，就是要有个后代。
I was born in Shandong in China. Something very, very important is I have to have a son.
如果一个人他无论怎么成功，如果他没有儿子的话，他就没有意义。
If he is, no matter what, how successful he is, doesn't have a son, then he's not considered to be successful.
他在别人面前就抬不起头来。Then
he cannot lift up his chin among other people.
所以我以前也说过一个故事，基督徒可能也有这样的观点。So
I share this story before Christian also have this type of
他生了九个女儿，但是一直想要个儿子。The
one of these brother has nine daughters and
他就按圣灵的九个果子来起名字，就是仁爱、喜乐、和平、忍耐、恩慈、良善、信实、温柔、节制。And
they pray all the nine fruits.
那最后一个女孩子叫节制，她本来还想再生，后来想，哎呀，叫节制，不能再生了。
Oh, he named all the daughters with all these nine fruits. They have the very last one is self-control, correct. That will be the son. The son's name will be self-control. Yeah.
所以说我们基督徒尤其是我们不能够再用这个世界的标准来看待我们的价值，看待我们的人生。
So being a Christian, you really cannot use a secular standard to judge the value of being a Christian.
尤其是我们在服事里面也不能够看我们做什么事情来看待我们的价值。
So that in the same token, you cannot evaluate yourself through the things you did.
当然我们要服事神。
Of course, we all need to work for the Lord.
但是关键呢，是我们的服事合不合神的心意。
But the thing is, our service would that be pleasing to our Lord?
关键是我们在神面前是不是一个蒙神悦纳的人。
And really the key point is, are we a person who is pleasing to our Lord?
我们是不是一个诚实、正直、清洁、谦卑的人？
Are we a person who is humble, who is trustworthy and being righteous?
而不是由我们做什么事情来衡量我们和神的关系。
And we cannot evaluate our relation with the Lord with the things we accomplish.
我们刚才谈了这个神的创造，也就是我们的出生。
When we talk about the creation of creation that God did, the birth of the mankind.
那这些事呢，当然也包括神的救赎。
This also includes salvation from our Lord.
就像刚才我们所说的，人都堕落了。
We all know that men have fallen.
人都成为一个以自我为中心的人，自我为中心。
May all become a center of selfishness.
We need
to have God's salvation so we can reconcile with our Lord.
那在这个过程当中，我们也看到亚伯拉罕他有一个成长的过程。
Through this verse, we all know that how Abraham grew up.
在这个过程中，他像我们在座的每一位基督徒一样，我们对神有更真正的认识，对自己有更真正的认识。
Through this process, you understand our Lord better. You also understand yourself better as well.
他像我们在座的每一个人一样，都经过很多的软弱。
Of course, he through a lot of trials and a lot of dark side in the life.
在最危险的时候，他甚至是出卖自己的太太。
And in the severe condition, he also want to sell out his own wife.
而且出卖了两次。
And actually, two times he betrayed his own wife.
因为我们知道，当他去保护自己的时候，他就把他太太放在一个很危险的位置上。
Of course, when he's trying to take care of himself, he put his wife in a very dangerous position.
他太太就被别人抢去了。
And his wife was taken away by someone else.
如果没有神的恩典和保护，
without the grace and protection from the Lord.
他的一生是非常凄惨的。
That his life will be devastating.
我相信他认识到自己的有限和有罪。
So through this, Abraham understand his limit and his sinful nature.
我们说到罪的时候，可能总是觉得我比别人好，或者别人我不像别人那么坏。
A lot of time when you talk about things, you're saying that you always compared to other people. You're not as bad as other people.
没有特定的环境，我们可能认识不到自己的本相。
Without a very unique circumstance, you usually people won't recognize your own self.
有一次我在神学院里面碰见我的一个同学。
In a seminary school, I met up a friend.
他们一家人在散步。
This family was going out for a walk.
因为天比较晚了，小孩子要睡觉，然后他就不找爸爸，只找妈妈。
So the kid wanna have mom to be with him. Instead of father.
我就想这爸爸做的比较失败，你看孩子都不找他。
And I believe the father has failed being a father.
等我结了婚有了孩子以后，我发现我的孩子也不找我，到晚上。
And after I got married, and I know that my son, my children would not come for me.
所以说我们看到亚伯拉罕的时候，不要光想到他怎么会这么卑鄙，是不是？他怎么会这么软弱？
Then when we think about Abraham using our own experience, we cannot really think that Abraham is not a good father.
圣经里面把这些事情记下来，是让我们能够从他身上学习功课。
The reason that Bible recall all the details is so that we can learn this life lesson from Abraham 2,000 years ago.
让我们通过他的软弱，看到我们自己的软弱。
So through this recording that we can understand our weakness as a human being as well.
我们都是一样的罪人，但是因为环境不一样，大家表现可能不一样。
We are all sinners, but because in different environment, we display different behavior.
那在这个过程当中，我相信亚伯拉罕不仅仅认识到他自己的有限和有罪，那也认识到神的无限大能、公义和对他的慈爱。
Through this, Abraham understands the limit and his sinful nature to understand the power and the grace of our Lord.
他通过他一生的经历，可以把自己的安全感不再放在自己的身上。Through
his experience, he doesn't put up, he doesn't associate his own security with his own self, but with the Lord.
他把自己的安全感、盼望都放在神那里。He
put up his security and to the Lord.
他认识到别人是不可靠的。He
understands that other people are not quite reliable.
自己也是不可靠的。His
self is not reliable either.
这个人今天可能是你的朋友，明天就可能是你的敌人。
And this one, the person next to you could be your friend, but next day he will be your enemy.
我会出卖别人，别人也会出卖我。
I will betray myself. I will sometime will betray my friend in the future.
真正可靠的只有神。
The only person who trustworthy is our Lord.
所以说，在这些事情以后。
So after sometime later.
那神的试验就临到亚伯拉罕。
And God tested Abraham.
要他把以撒他唯一的儿子献在祭坛上。
God Lord warned Abraham to offer his own son to the altar.
那这边我们要注意，他这个试验不是出于自己，而是出于神。
We need to understand this testing is coming from the Lord, but not from Abraham.
因为把一个人献在祭坛上，这是一件违背常规的事情。
Because offering yourself to the altar is not a regular thing that a human being will do.
那就像说，我如果跳下楼，那我会被摔死。
In other words, if I jump off from a building, I would die.
如果神没有让我跳，我如果自己跳的话，这我就是试探神。
If I want to jump out the door to see whether the God will protect me, I'm testing the Lord.
但是如果神让我跳，如果我没有跳的话，那我就对神没有信心。
If Lord want me to jump off the building, if I don't do it, then I don't have a faith to the Lord.
在这个生命的一个特殊的时期。当亚伯拉罕和神的关系到了一个程度，他不会误解神的心意。
So through this mature path, that Abraham understand God's will in every detail, so he will not misunderstand God's will.
所以说，在一般的情况下，我们要尊重这个世界的规律。
In the normal circumstances, we need to understand rules and regulation and rule.
但是在个别时候，神会让我们做一些反常规的事情。
In a very special circumstance, the Lord will ask to do something which is not common to regular secular rules.
这就需要我们像亚伯拉罕那样相信神。
So here we need to learn from Abraham to trust in Lord.
圣经里面另外一个地方这样描写当时亚伯拉罕的信心。
In other part of the Bible that record Abraham's faith.
亚伯拉罕因着信被试验的时候，就把以撒献上。这便是那欢喜领受应许的，将自己独生的儿子献上。论到这儿子，曾有话说：从以撒生的，他要称为你的后裔。他以为神还能叫人从死里复活，他也仿佛从死中得回他的儿子来。
In Hebrew 11, verses 17 to 19, it says, "By faith Abraham, when God tested him, offered Isaac as a sacrifice." He who had received that promises was about to sacrifice his own one and only son, even though God had said to him, "It is though Isaac that your offspring will be reckoned." Abraham reasoned that God could raise the dead, and figuratively speaking, he did not receive Isaac back from death.
所以说，我们这里说到信心的时候
，So when we talk about faith.
我们一定要想到信心是一定会有行为的。
But we know that faith need to follow with action.
圣经上说，没有信心的行为，没有行为的信心是死的。
Bible says the action without the faith is not the true faith.
而且是信心因着行为才得以成全。
And then it become complete if you have actions.
所以说，当我们在罗马书或者加拉太书里面说到因信称义的时候，他这里面的信心一定是指有行为的信心，有爱心的行为，有爱心的信心。
So we have Galatians talking about justifying by faith. Faith usually means the faith that follow with the action.
没有行为，没有顺服，没有爱心的行为，不能够持久的信心是不能够救我们的。
The faith without action, without love, without the fellowship with the Lord would not save every one of us.
如果一个基督徒他今天说我信耶稣，明天他又说不信了，这样的信心是不能救他的。
If a Christian was saying that he trusts in Lord in one day and the other day he doesn't trust in Lord, then this kind of faith would not eventually save him.
如果一个基督徒他说他信主十年了，和十年前他没有任何的改变，这样的信心也是不能够救他的。
If a Christian has believed in the Lord 10 years ago and haven't changed his behavior, this kind of faith will not save him eventually.
我们一定要知道，没有行为的信心，没有顺服的信心，不是真正的信心，不是救我们的信心。
We need to understand the faith without submission, without the action, is not the true faith. That would not save us.
我们不是去评价别人，而是要反省自己。
This is not to judge other people, but it's really something that help to evaluate our own self.
所以说，我们一定要警醒，否则的话，我们以为自己是神的儿女了，我们以为自己可以上天国了，但是最终没有进去，这是非常可悲的一件事情。
So we really need to be on a true alert to evaluate ourselves, you know, our deeds and our faith, and what we want to do to be a Christian.
我以前听过一个故事，他自学英语。
I heard a story about someone learning the English by himself.
他用收音机，但是呢，有时候因为天气不好，效果不好，所以收音机有吱吱啦啦的声音，他以为那也是英语。
So he was learning from the radios about sometimes you got a little bit of static from it, and then he understands static maybe part of the English as well.
他就费了很大的劲去说那个吱吱啦啦的声音。
And he learned quite well with how the radio generates static.
他每次说英文都这么吱吱啦啦。
So that's how he say in English.
但是最终他发现那不是英文。
And after a while, he find out that's really not in English.
所以说我们一定要认识真理。
So we really need to understand the truth.
否则的话，我们可能每个星期来教会，我们也受洗了，我们可能也为神做很多的事情，在表面上，但是在心里面，我们没有与神的关系，我们没有对神的爱和敬畏，这样的信心是不能够救我们的。
So the faith, and you know, it doesn't depend on you. Every day, every Sunday, come to the worship, or you're doing a lot of work for the Lord. It's really coming down to the relation with our Lord.
所以说，亚伯拉罕这样真正的信心，他一定会产生顺服的行为。
So this type of faith that will result in a submission to our Lord, or obedience to our Lord.
所以说，他就第二天他就早起，然后就带着以撒要去把他献在祭坛上。
So the second morning that Abraham wake up very morning and take Isaac to the altar.
我们要知道以撒在亚伯拉罕生命中的地位。
We need to understand how important Isaac is to the life of Abraham.
他是在100岁的时候生的一个儿子。
Isaac was born while Abraham was 100 years old.
等于是亚伯拉罕赚了一辈子家产，这是唯一的一个继承人。
So that really in some content, he make a living all his life, and Isaac is the only thing coming out of it.
这就像我们来美国留学，我们辛辛苦苦的学习，然后找工作，辛辛苦苦的工作，那好不容易把这个工作稳定下来，这几乎是我生命的最重要的支柱。
That a lot of time we can think about it with securing a job after years of studying in the United States, that job is what you have been working for all your life.
但是呢，神要把它献在祭坛上。
But Lord wants you to offer something you cherish the most to the altar.
所以说，我想我们可能有很多的罪爱，就像以撒是亚伯拉罕的最爱一样。
So we can consider a lot of things we cherish the most, something you love the most.
那我们现在就可以自己反省一下，我自己的生活当中什么是对我最重要的。
And you can kind of examine yourself. What is the thing you love the most?
那从正面来讲，可能是我最喜欢的人、最喜欢的事、我最想得到的和最想要的。
For the positive side, the one you love the most, the things you love the most, something you love to serve the most, and things you really like, desire to have.
那从反面来讲。可能是我最不喜欢的、最不能容忍的人、最不喜欢的、最不能容忍的事，我最怕失去的，或者是我最担心的。
On the opposite side, something you dislike the most, something you don't want, definitely don't want to lose, something you dislike the most, and the people you don't like the most.
那这些人或者事情让我非常的痛苦。
And those things usually cause trouble in your heart.
我会幻想，如果没有这些人，如果没有这些事，我的生活，我的生命会很快乐。
And sometimes you kind of imagine if you take those people away, then your life will be more peaceful.
那我就反省我自己，在读了神学院之后，那读书成了我的最爱。
That after that, I was kind of have a reflection myself. After I go to the seminary school, studying it become my favorite things to do.
因为读书，我可能。照顾家庭照顾的不够，我可能服侍的不够。
Because the study that I would not serve Lord as frequently as before, and I wouldn't love my family, spend time with my family as much as I can.
所以说神要管教。
So God want to teach me a lesson.
去年12月份我来的时候，那个时候我已经是非常的头痛了，实际上。
So in last December, I come up with some difficulties in my life.
我去看医生，医生说我的血压非常的高。
I went to go see a doctor. A doctor told me that I have a high blood pressure.
我想起我几年前在 New Orleans 也发生过类似的事情。
I have a similar accountant in New Orleans a couple years ago.
我读书可能是太用功了，我这个头痛、膝盖痛、背痛， 反正全身都痛。
All every part of my body all aching while I was studying too hard.
除了最下面的脚趾甲和最上面的头发不痛之外，全身都痛。
Except my hairs and my toenails.
这次神又管教我。
And this time God wanted to tell me something again.
我就开始吃药。
And then I started to take some meditation.
刚吃药的时候非常的不习惯。
And when I start my meditation, I really doesn't feel very comfortable.
第一个是睡不着。
First of all, I cannot sleep all through the night.
第二个是醒不过来，就一旦睡着了，他又醒不过来。
And the other way is when I sleep all through, then I cannot wake up the next day.
我不能够正常的读书。
I cannot study regularly.
我在我的痛苦里面，我就为神，哎呀，你就稍微减轻一下我的痛苦，我可能就会舒服一点。
And through the suffering, I pray to the Lord that easing up my suffering.
然后有一个意念就告诉我，我们不仅仅是在我们的顺境里面来敬拜神，也在我们的逆境里面来敬拜神。
There was a Christian tell me that we need to worship our Lord in a successful environment. We also need to worship the Lord in adversity.
我们不仅仅是在健康的时候敬拜神，也要在我们不健康的时候、生病的时候敬拜神。
Not only we need to worship the Lord in we have a healthy physical body, also we need to worship the Lord in illness.
神让我认识到，我不能够再像从前那样只有一个人关起门来读书。
Lord, tell me that I cannot just be in a solitude.To worship Lord.
我要读书。
I need to study, of course.
但是我要按照神的心意，靠着神的力量来读书。
But I need to study according to Lord's will.
我读书的方式，我读书的结果，我读书的动机都要蒙神的喜悦。
The attitude, the method, and the result of studying all have to be pleasing to Lord.
否则，无论我读多少书，我做多少事，在神的眼里面都是没有价值。
So that you know.With that as a consideration, if I don't do that, and even though I'm successful in my study, it doesn't mean anything to my Lord.
而且对我自己、对别人都是有害的。
And it become it will creating negative things, behavior to other people around me.
我们这边就想到一个圣经里面让人非常伤心的例子。
We'll talk about something is an event in Bible that's pretty
我们知道该隐把他的弟弟亚伯给杀了。
We know, Cain killed his brother Abel. Thank you.
我们看这件事情发生的背景是他们在献祭的时候。
We find out these things happen when you're offering a sacrifice.
也就是说，在他们服侍神的时候发生的。
It means that this murder happened when they're offering sacrifice on the altar.
该隐带着自己的意思去服侍神。
Cain served the Lord in his own will.
当他想要的没有得到的时候。
When the things he desired, he did, when he didn't get what he desired.
他就怪罪抱怨他的弟弟。
Then he blamed on his own brother.
最终就导致他把他的弟弟杀了。
And the end, he killed his own brother.
这是一件很值得我们反省的事情。
This is something we really need to meditate and think about.
就像我一样，我要好好的读书来服侍神。
And just like in me, myself, I want to study really hard to serve the Lord.
但是我们要把我们的最爱献给神。
But we really need to offer what we cherish the most to the Lord.
这样我们对神的敬拜和服侍才能够蒙神的喜悦。
So the worship and our service will be pleasing to the Lord.
才能够让别人得益处。
So that will benefit people around you as well.
才不至于我们把自己的弟兄、把自己的家人给杀了，或者让他们受亏损。
So that people around you would not be in suffering.
这敬拜的核心的第四点，除了相信、顺服、献上最爱以外，那就是耶和华以勒。
The fourth essence of this core of the worship is Jehovah Jireh.
那耶和华以勒就是耶和华供给的意思。
Jehovah Jireh means God will provide.
我们会经常用这句话。
We will use this name very frequently.
但是我们要知道，耶和华供给的不一定是我们想要的，也不一定是我们物质的需要。
But we need to understand what God provides may not be something we desire to have in our life.
我们知道有些基督徒在物质上、在生活上是有亏欠的，是有缺乏的。
We know that a Christian have needs in their life.
这边说的是，当我们按照神的心意、按照神的带领去服侍神、敬拜神的时候，神赐给我们够用的力量，让我们可以达到神对我们的呼召和神呼召我们的目的。
What it means is that God will provide something with in the purpose of serving Him.
就像说一个宣教士他因为神的呼召到中国大陆去宣教。
Just like God called out evangelists go to the China to spread gospel.
他可能会经历物质上的缺乏，精神上的低落。
He may count upon needs in material and needs in spiritual faith.
但是神会兼顾他，给他力量。
But God will keep him stand up in firm and provide him.
让他即使在缺乏、在困境，甚至在寻道的时候，他都能够荣耀神。
So he can glorify God even though he has everything in need.
那我们敬拜的核心，我们现在看这个敬拜的结果。
Now let's look at the result of the worship.
那当亚伯拉罕这样敬拜神的时候，他首先让神的名得到了荣耀。
Through Abraham's worship in this way that he glorified God.
他向整个历史，向整个世界宣告神的信实。
It testified the truthfulness of our God.
神在他身上的恩典。
And the grace of God to Abraham.
把他从一个不信的人、小信的人，变成一个有这样伟大信心的人。
That converted Abraham from someone who doesn't believe in God to someone who trusts and believes in God dearly.
那另外，他也得到了神的祝福。
Also, he received blessing from the Lord.
他自己得福，让自己的子孙得福，也让别人得福。
Not only he received a blessing, his descendants received blessing as well, and people around him also received blessing.
我们每个人都想要神的祝福。
Every one of us won't desire a blessing from the Lord.
那这边有两个问题，第一个就是我们想要的那些我们以为好的东西，是不是就是神的祝福？
But the things we need to consider is the thing we desire is really something that God won't bless us.
那另外一点就是我们怎么才能够得到神真正的祝福？
But the other thing we want to consider, how can we receive the true blessing from the Lord?
那我们看到亚伯拉罕在这里经过相信、顺服、献上最爱、耶和华以勒这样一个过程以后，他才得到或者经历了神的祝福。
That we through this process of trusting the Lord, submission to the Lord, and offer the most cherished, that's how Abraham received the blessing.
我们有时候可能不想经过这些过程，我们有时候可能很想坐享其成，就白白的得到神的祝福。
A lot of time we don't want to go through this process to receive blessing, but we just want to receive blessing coming out from heaven directly.
我们不想经过十字架的对付，不想经过生命的改变。
We don't want to change our life. We don't want to deal with our own cross.
我们不想面对真实的自己，不想面对自己的本相。
We don't want to face directly to the truth of faith.
我们幻想把我们的问题可以先放在这里，我们可以直接得到神的祝福。
We always imagine we can set aside our sins and burdens, and we can receive blessing directly from the Lord.
但是我们从圣经来看，无论是摩西，无论是亚伯拉罕，无论是但以理，无论是保罗，我们看到这是不可能的。
But we know that through all these saints that in the Bible recording that, we know that it's impossible to receive a blessing without any effort.
我们如果想真正的敬拜神，真正的得到神真正的祝福，我们一定要经过像亚伯拉罕这样相信、顺服、献上最爱的过程。
If we want to receive blessing and worship the Lord in a true manner, then you have to go through this process. Trust in the Lord, obedience, and offer the most cherished to the Lord.
这里需要说明的就是谁是亚伯拉罕的子孙，是不是就是以色列人呢？
And we need to understand who is the descendant of Abraham.
那圣经上说，那以信为本的人就是亚伯拉罕的子孙。
Bible says the people who be justified in faith is the children of Abraham.
而且那以信为本的人和有信心的亚伯拉罕一同得福。
The one who has received the faith will receive the blessing.
所以说，因为亚伯拉罕的信心，所以说我们可以像他那样信，可以像他那样得到神的祝福。
Because of Abraham's faith, we can also trust in the Lord and receive the blessing.
每一个真正相信上帝、相信耶稣的人，都是亚伯拉罕的子孙。
Everyone who have a faith in the Lord is all descendants of Abraham.
所以说，我们要这样看待我们的救恩。
So we need to look at this in this aspect in terms of salvation.
那耶稣基督钉十字架，在历史上不是一个横空出世的事件。
Jesus Christ died on the cross. It's not something just happened accidentally.
在神的计划里面，他经过了很长时间的预备。
This is God's plan that had been planned for a long time.
它起源于对亚伯拉罕的拣选。
It started out from the selection of Abraham.
当亚伯拉罕的时候，神拣选的是一个人或者一个家庭。
During the time of Abraham, God chose one person of one family.
到约瑟或者摩西的时候，就成了一个民族。
Through Joseph and Moses, that will become a nation.
到大卫的时候，就成了一个国家。
Joseph and Moses become a tribe, and then through David, it become a nation.
到耶稣基督的时候，神的国度就蔓延到整个世界。
And at Jesus Christ, you know that God's kingdom extend the borders of all nations.
所以说，因为亚伯拉罕能够在这样一个关键的时刻献上以撒。
At this critical moment, Abraham offering his son as a sacrifice.
他就实现了神对他的拣选，也延续了神对他的拣选。
That complete the plan for our Lord.
让他的祝福可以临到更多的人。
So his blessing can be bestowed upon other people as well.
这就实现了神最初对亚伯拉罕的呼召。
This complete the calling of our Lord to Abraham.
神一开始呼召亚伯拉罕的时候，有一个命令给他，你要叫别人得福。
Lord, when Lord called upon Abraham, Lord said, you need to make other people, bless other people.
同样，我们基督徒，当我们想到我们自己的救恩的时候，我们要注意神呼召我们的目的，不是仅仅的祝福我们自己，乃是要祝福别人。
In the same essence, we also need to understand when we become a Christian, you are not only receiving blessing for yourself, you also need to find a blessing for other people.
我们所面临的不仅仅是我们和上帝的关系。
Not only we need to have a fellowship, a relationship with our Lord.
我们还要面临和别人的关系。
You also need to deal the relationship with other people around you.
我们是在对别人的爱里面实现对或者体现对上帝的爱。
Through the relationship and love for other people, they fulfill the love to the Lord.
圣经上说，如果我们不能够爱看得见的弟兄，怎么能够爱看不见的神呢？
Bible says, if you cannot love the people, your brother, how can you love the Lord?
我们不是一个人进天国。
We're not enter the kingdom by ourselves.
我以前听过一个故事，就是一个人他进了地狱了，但是呢，发现他一生还做过一件好事，所以说就有一个机会，就一个线，就可以把他从地狱里拉上来。
I heard a story about a person that went to the hell, and because of one thing he did bad.
但是呢，地狱里面其他的人呢，就争着要拉这个线，要和他一起上来。
He has one rope or one string that can pull it out of hell, and other people want to grab on that rope too.
他就很担心这个线会断，就不让别人下来，不要别人跟着一起上，你要下去。
He was worried about the rope is not enough to carry a lot of people out of the hell.
结果这个线就断了。And
eventually the rope.
他没有认识到，他这个线是取决于他对别人怎么样。That
rope it depends on what other people relationship to him.
他付出的越多，这个线越粗。The
more he pay for, the larger the role will be.
他给予的越多，他得到的也越多。The
more he gave, the more he would deserve.
那就像耶稣警告我们说的一样。Just
like Jesus Christ warned us.
当我们把自己的生命交给神的时候，我们才得到了自己的生命。If
we offer our life to the Lord, then we really get a true life.
当我们 在这个世界上得到自己的生命的时候，我们就失去了自己的生命。When
you gain your life in the secular world, you finally, eventually find out you really have lost your life.
当我们去祝福别人的时候，我们首先祝福的是我们自己。When
you give out a blessing, the first thing you find out, you actually bless your own self.
当我们去劳苦服侍的时候，我们首先服侍的是我们自己，我们和神的关系。When
you labor for others, you find out you labor for yourself and labor for the Lord.
所以说，我们一定要从这个个人主义的这么一个。 一个世界观、人生观里面走出来。So
we really need to come out from the worldview of being self-centered.
我们是不可能一个人进天国的。We
won't be able to enter the kingdom by ourselves.
我们一定要关心别人的事情。We
really need to pay attention and care people around us.
我们一定要成为别人的祝福。We
need to become other people's blessing.
我们一定要用上帝对我们的爱来去爱别人。We
need to pay price for the Lord for us so we can love other people as well.
那最后，亚伯拉罕回到别示巴，就是他经常居住的地方。And
when Abraham returned back to Beersheba, the place that he lived.
在别人看来，亚伯拉罕的生活好像没有任何改变。From
other people, they kind of think Abraham's life has not changed a bit.
在人的眼里面，他依然过一个平常人的生活。In
in our view, that he still live a normal life afterwards.
同样，我们敬拜神不一定要为神做轰轰烈烈的事情。
In the same way that when we worship Lord, we need to we don't have to do something that is got to be so great.
We cannot,
not every one of us can die for our Lord. Not all of us can go to the Muslim world to spread gospel. But of course, when God is calling for us, we'll do it.
但是神对我们可能大多数人的呼召，是让我们在每天的生活当中来敬拜神。
But most of us, God is calling for us to serve our life in our own regular position.
在我们所说的每一句话，在我们所做的每一件事，在我们所做的每一个决定，在我们每一个想法里面，我们是不是把神放在首位？
Everything we do, everything we say, everything we fulfill in our life, do we put our Lord in utmost important position?
我们有没有时时的警醒，不住的祷告？
Have we been on alert and praying at all times?
我们有没有在小事上忠心？
Have we always pay attention to the thing that doesn't make any difference, little things as well?
我们有没有在我们的日常的生活当中表现出我们是一个基督徒来？
Have we ever demonstrate a true Christian belief in our daily life?
我们有没有在每天的生活当中敬拜神？
Have we worshiped the Lord in every day's life?
圣经上说，如果我们小事上不忠心，我们也不可能在大事上忠心。
The Bible says that if we don't pay attention to little things in our life, then we won't be able to do things that great thing that God wants us to do.
我们一起祷告。
Let's bow our head and pray together.